Welcome to the Chayarachel Nachyomi Learning Program. This is based on the cycle of the OU's Torah Simecha Nachyomi Program, which learns all of Nevi'im and Ksuvim from Sefer Yeshua through Divrei Yamim at a pace of one parak a day and finishes the entire Nach in just 2 years. And it begins today. This initiative is dedicated to Le'ilei Nishmas, my mother, Chayarachel Bas David Tzvi. And we are going to start in Sefer Yeshua, Parak Aleph. This parak follows off right after the Torah ends off. The Torah in Sefer Devarim, Zos HaBracha, ends with the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. And this parak picks up, the Sefer picks up, Vayiach Rimos Moshe Eved Hashem, this took place after Moshe, the Eved Hashem, the servant of Hashem, passed away. And Hashem speaks to Yehoshua, who's the student of, and the primary disciple of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's taking over the mantle of leadership. And it mentions his obedience to Moshe and that he has to have obedience to the Torah. He is told to chazak ve'amatz, be strong and be courageous and lead the Jewish people into the land of Israel. And of course, stick to the Torah very carefully. And then we see Yehoshua charge the people and they say that they'll accept him as long as he keeps to the Torah as well. And he gives a message and a reminder to certain tribes who are going to go ahead, Reuven, and half of and God and half of Shevet Menashe, that they should have to keep their word. They're going to stick to the plan of helping their brothers conquer the land and settle in it before they go to where they're going to go. And now this haftarah, this parak is actually the haftarah for Parshas Vezos HaBracha, which we read on Simchas Torah. So this haftarah is read on Simchas Torah. The simple understanding would be that, you know, it just picks up where it leaves off, right? And as soon as we finish the Torah, so the next part in the story, after what we see in Zos HaBracha, would be Sefer Yehoshua. It could also be a plug for people to try to also, just as you finish the Torah in a set cycle, every year you finish the Torah, to have a set cycle to finish Nach as well. And you can actually learn Nevi'im in about a year, so you can actually start that cycle then. But you could also say further that, you know, a lot of this pasuk is really dedication to the Torah, sticking to the Torah, that Yehoshua stuck to the word of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe, of course, was keeping the Torah. As it says in pasuk Ches over here, Lo yemosh sefer ha-Torah hazem epicha. You can't let the Torah leave, this sefer Torah, you can't let it leave your mouth. V'gisa bo yomim v'layla. This famous pasuk that we see on probably, I would imagine, the most common pasuk to appear on a shtender that someone is learning from is v'higisa bo yomam v'layla, that you should be involved with, think about it, about the Torah, days and nights. Laman tishmer lasos kakol ha-chasubot, that you should be able to keep everything that's in it. So this tremendous focus on dedication to the Torah and to make sure it doesn't leave your lips day and night, you're constantly involved in Torah, so that's definitely a fitting theme for Simchas Torah and for Vezos HaBracha, as we are finishing the Torah, and it seems like we finished learning it, to say, no, we're starting again, and we're dedicated to the Torah, and we're so dedicated, we're going to learn it. V'yisa bo yomim v'layla, day and night, we're going to be involved in the Torah. So that could be another explanation for why this is the haftarah for Parshas Vezos HaBracha that we read on Simchas Torah. It's brought down lehalacha, the Rambam brings it down, that we learn from this being yomim v'layla, day and night, that you're actually supposed to have learning in the day and night, that we know there's a concept of being kovea itim la Torah, having set times to learn Torah, that the one who is obligated in Talmud Torah should have set times in plural to Torah. One should be a day and one should be at night. So you can actually fulfill it by having learning one parak of Navi a day. So you have that in the morning or the night. And one other thing that you're doing, could be Mishnah Yomi, could be Daf Yomi, could be just Shnayim Ekevecha Targum, the Parsha, then you have two limudim that you're learning every day and night, that's fulfilling Yom V'Layla. But of course, really, more is not just day and night, literally, but also conceptually, that to really always be involved in the Torah and always thinking about Torah, have it going on throughout, in your mind, V'Higisa. V'Higisa is an expression of thinking about it, of being mindful of it, having it part of your conversation, having it in your thoughts. So that's definitely also an aspect of this pasuk, V'Higisa lo yom v'layla. And of course, lo yamush sefer ha-Torah mipicha, that you shouldn't let the sefer Torah leave your mouth, that it should be constantly something that is guiding your day, even if you're not sitting in a basement just learning Torah, but that Torah should be something that is constantly guiding you throughout your day. Okay, so that was Yehoshua Perek Aleph with Daniel Eisenberg, and we'll pick up tomorrow with Perek Beis.